This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Salt Spring Island artist and performer Helene Davison has created an autobiographical performance including narrative, poetry, and anecdotes called Daughter of Chaos. The performance draws on her personal experiences with mental illnesses, addictions, and poverty. Helene recently told the Victoria Times columnist that she doesn't think mental illness and addiction should be anonymous. Her belief is that there would be much more healing if society could speak openly about it. We're joined on the phone by Helene Davison. Welcome to People First Radio, Helene.
Thank you, Kevin. It's nice to be here.
What do you mean by Daughter of Chaos?
I came up with the name Daughter of Chaos because my life was truly chaotic, beginning with a mother who was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. She was untreated and often very violent. I began my life without that bonding that's necessary with the mother, and that just took me down a road of complete chaos and disorder.
You left home at a very young age, and you became a model in Toronto.
Yes.
And you later became addicted to amphetamines. How did these early experiences from childhood onward into young adulthood contribute to the ongoing challenges you faced during your life?
Well, it's true. I did leave home when I was 16 and I moved to Toronto. I wanted very much to be a model, and my doctor put me on amphetamines to keep my weight down, and I quickly became addicted to amphetamines. At the time, I already had an eating disorder that had started in childhood and a very serious alcohol problem. All of these things combined were masking an underlying problem of trauma. It led me to all kinds of places of difficulty, lost jobs, lost relationships. It was a truly devastating experience, and it became one trauma on top of another.
You've mentioned eating disorder and the concept of, or you've mentioned traumas. You were diagnosed along the way with post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, as well as an eating disorder. Now, that's a pretty long list. How did those diagnoses come about, and where did you begin in your recovery work, in your personal recovery work?
Well, the diagnoses actually started, the first one that I got was in my late 40s, and I was diagnosed with bipolar. It was a few years after that, after I'd already been treated for bipolar with many different medications, including heavy doses of lithium. And then another psychiatrist told me that I didn't have bipolar, that I had personality disorder. And so I was treated for personality disorder. It wasn't until 3 or 4 years ago that I was actually diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's now my understanding that the other symptoms of bipolar and personality disorder were actually just the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. And I have, now that I've been doing my performance with Daughter of Chaos, I'm having many people come to me and say that they too feel that they've been misdiagnosed.
Your performance includes narrative, poetry, and anecdotes, as we mentioned earlier. You have some pieces of poetry. Are there a couple of lines that you would be able to share with us to give us a sense of what you were going through during those early years?
Yes. These poems were written at different phases in my life, so they're a compilation of my own history. And the titles speak for themselves. One title is Hastings in Maine, and that describes my experience of being in the Lower East Side of Vancouver. Another is Welfare Mama, another is Crumbs of Love, and another is Marilyn Monroe on a Stick, Everybody's Lollipop. If I have enough time, I'll just give you the first stanza of Mean and Hastings. Sometimes my feet take me there, or is it my heart? To Mean and Hastings Street, I see broken people, broken deeper than bones. That would be too easy, too kind a way to die. No, let them rot under our very eyes. And then it goes on from there for a few stanzas. But I think I didn't answer your question about recovery. My recovery approach is most definitely holistic and eclectic. And what I mean by that is I have to take really good care of all parts of myself. Healthy diet, aerobic exercise. I'm in therapy with someone who specializes in trauma. I'm doing EMDR, which is eye movement deregulation. And I also do a lot of writing to help myself stay centered.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
Helene Davison is a Salt Spring Island artist and performer with a proven commitment to education and the removal of stigma surrounding addiction and mental health issues. Helene's own personal recovery began by arresting multiple addictions in order to address the underlying causes of mental and emotional issues. She recently created an autobiographical performance, including narrative, poetry, and anecdotes, called Daughter of Chaos. The performance draws on her personal experiences with mental illnesses, addictions, and poverty. Helene Davison is on the phone with us today from Salt Spring Island. Helene, I'm wondering if you could tell us more about your recovery. You were just getting into that, using holistic approaches to mental and physical health. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's been a long journey for me, and I'm hoping that I can help other people to find their path more quickly than I have. It took me a long time to discover that there are certain foods that seriously negatively affected me. I can't seem to tolerate processed foods. I become very depressed and very sick. My emotions become very exaggerated. I also know that if I exercise 1 hour a day with aerobics, that it changes my brain chemistry and I'm able to stay on a much smoother plane emotionally. There are various therapies that are becoming more and more popular now that PTSD is coming out of the closet. PTSD has been acknowledged with war vets for many years, but it's only recently that they're seeing the same symptoms in people from domestic violence situation, rapes, sexual assault, car accidents, and what have you. So I take an approach of many different things that I do. I don't rely on medication only. In fact, I'm on very little medication now. I used to have a long list of medications that I was on, and now I take a very, very small dosage of a medication to help me sleep at night. But the rest of it is done purely by diet, meditation, and therapy and a mindfulness practice throughout the day.
How have your various personal experiences and challenges and your work on yourself and recovery come together into this performance piece, which is called Daughter of Chaos? Tell us how that came about and what it's like to do that.
It actually evolved on its own. I have been a writer for many years, and I have been in therapy for about 40 years, me and Woody Allen. That's what I tell my audiences.
Yes, exactly.
And so the two came together. I started going through some old pieces that I had written and pulled them out and looked at them and thought they were pretty strong about different phases of my life with, you know, poverty, extreme poverty, and various other challenges that I've had in my life, and decided to put it all together in a performance. And it took me 3 years to get up the courage to actually put it out there on a stage. And I got just overwhelming positive response from it. And so I'm just letting it take me wherever it wants to go. I'm so particularly interested in reaching young people. I wish that people were there for me in my early teens to help me to understand what was happening to me when I turned to drugs and alcohol.
You've said that your work as a writer, artist, and social advocate feeds your soul, and that by helping others, you help yourself. You mentioned the notion of helping earlier and how important that is. What is that experience about, and why is it important to you?
I believe that the purpose of my life and all of these trials that I've endured have put me in a position where I can help other people, and that is the meaning of my life. It helps me to make sense out of all the difficulties that I've been through, sexual assault, joblessness, and again, you know, the poverty, substance abuse. Now it's starting to make sense because I can now help other people through their difficulties from firsthand experience.
The current focus of your work is on this performance piece, but you're also thinking about, or actually working on, an autobiographical book, which will also be titled Daughter of Chaos, and you hope to help others with that as well. Tell us more about your hopes for that book.
I started writing the book quite some time ago, but it kept taking on a different voice. I think that I finally found the voice that I want to work with on this book. I believe that I'll be able to reach so many more people by getting this book out there than I can by doing my performances. Also, there are many, many details that are just much too difficult to talk about in a public forum. That I will be putting in the book, which will give people a much better understanding of the depth of the trauma that I have experienced through my life and which many, many other people have experienced as well. But they don't understand what's happening to them when they develop all these symptoms. And those symptoms can be, you know, substance abuse, eating disorders, sleep disorder, panic attacks, phobias, startle reflex, flashbacks, extreme impulsiveness, and difficulty in forming relationships. And also, I'd like to mention that it's not uncommon to be misdiagnosed because many of the symptoms overlap, and so it's not always that easy to get an accurate diagnosis and therefore the right help.
Eleni Davison, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I'd like to tell people that whatever it is that they are struggling with, whether it is a substance addiction or deep emotional problems of some kind, that there is always hope, and it's out there, and to keep looking for it, and they'll find it.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you, Kevin.
Eleni Davison is a Salt Spring Island artist and performer with a proven commitment to education and the removal of stigma surrounding addiction and mental health issues. Eleni has been performing a piece called Daughter of Chaos and is currently working on an autobiographical book under the same title, Daughter of Chaos.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.